This is Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott for Ethically Speaking.
I'm rethinking my knee-jerk reaction against the morality of child beauty pageants.
You mean you used to think that there was something wrong with child beauty pageants? Like, I don't know, they exploit little girls and rob them of their childhood?
Right, and tell them that all that matters is conformity to some superficial standard of beauty.
But now you think that it's okay?
No, I don't think it's okay, but I can't find an ethically relevant difference between child beauty contests and those that encourage children to become the best soccer players or even the best chess players. Ethically speaking, I think that it's wrong to narrow children's focus to one activity, no matter how good they may naturally be at that activity.
So, no child prodigies?
Dean, that's not my point. My concern is with parents trying to discern and develop what they see as their child's special gift before the kid has a chance to become a well-balanced, well-rounded human being. It's distasteful.
Denny, but personal distaste does not make an act unethical.
Well, how about this principle then? Parents have the responsibility to nurture children so that they have as open a future as possible. When children are directed to put all of their energies into developing one facet of their being, that closes their future rather than opens it.
So you want to eliminate Little League playoffs, along with beauty pageants?
Yeah. I think it's great for kids to play a different sport every season. I think it's fine for kids to pay attention to fashion and grooming, but to do that in between reading books and hanging out at the pool.
Is it wrong for parents to encourage children to develop one particular talent or gift exclusively? Tell us at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is co-produced by the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.